In Matthew chapter 14, Jesus finds out that John the Baptist has been killed. Chapter 23, we see, "And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone." The chapter title for chapter 15 in Matthew, at least in the King James Version, is "Defilement Comes from Within." This week, I needed to kind of do a self-assessment and evaluation with God on several of the feelings that had come up in my heart. And I knew from reading this that defilement comes from within, and I needed to follow Jesus' example in going alone to process grief and to process just things that are going on. Just like Jesus did in chapter 14, where he went alone to be with the Father. I'm needing to do the same. And so in Matthew chapter 15, there's two questions that came to mind. I'll start verse 8. "This people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth, and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain do they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men." And so two questions came to mind. Chapter 15. One from verse 8. "Is my heart far from you, God?" And ask yourself that, as I ask myself that. Why am I feeling these feelings of deep grief? Why? And secondly, "Do I worship you in vain?" is another good question to ask. What is your motivation behind your worship? Not just your worship in song, but worship is a collective act of living out your life for God, not just in song, but in all the other actions. So what is the reason why your motivation behind your serving, what is behind it? And so all these feelings that we can feel, as I've said before, we can validate our feelings. We can, without judging them, we can see whether they are, because it's not about them being right or wrong. It's just about processing them with God and checking our heart with Him and just asking Him, you know, where are we at, and seeing how connected we are to the Father. And so a great thing to do is just spend time alone with Him and seeking Him. I wanted to seek Him particularly in song with you and lead you just in these songs for reflection. And I pray that you can, they'll be gentle enough for you to focus on the Holy Spirit's prompting as you process whatever feelings you're feeling of grief or anger or sadness or whatever, hopelessness, loneliness, insecurity, fear, anything. Mm-hmm. Jesus, lover of my soul. Jesus, I will never let you go. You've taken me from the miry clay, set my feet upon the rock. Now I know I love you, I need you. Though my world may fall, I'll never let you go. My Savior, my closest friend, I will worship you until the very end. 'Cause you are my hope. You are my hope. You're my hope, Jesus. Hope has a name. His name is Jesus. My Savior's cross has set this sinner free. Hope has a name. His name is Jesus. Oh, Christ be praised. I have won the victory. Oh, Christ be praised. I have won the victory. And I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. And you take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. Yes, you turn it for good. You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. Yes, you do. You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. Ooh, you never make us go through anything in vain, God. It's all for our good. It's all for our good. And your hope is an anchor for our souls. I have this hope as an anchor for my soul. Through every storm, I will hold to you. Cause there is hope in the promise of the cross. You gave everything to save the ones you love. And this hope is an anchor for my soul. Our God will stand unshakable. You're unshakable. And you'll finish what you've begun. Forever strong in your love, Your name is sure, and you will fight for us, our hope forever secure. In you alone, you'll finish what you've begun, forever strong in your love. Your name is sure, and you will fight for us, our hope forever secure. In you alone, 'cause in you we trust, in your name we hope, 'cause we know you will not be shaken. You are here with us, and you've already won. I know you will not be shaken. Lord, please help us to trust your name. Please help us to know that you will not be shaken. We surrender to you now, our hopes, our fears, our dreams, our sadness, all to you at the foot of the cross, God. Change our desires for you. This is my desire, to honor you, Lord, with all my heart. I worship you with all I have within me. I give you praise. All that I adore is in you. Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I live for you alone. Every breath that I take, every moment I'm awake. Lord, have your way in me. Lord, we give you our hearts. We give you our souls. We live for you alone. Every breath that we take, every moment we're awake. Lord, have your way in us. Lord, have your way in me.
I pray that that is your prayer today, that you would surrender. Surrender all your desire to God, and that you would allow him to have his way in you. Thank you for worshiping with me today and allowing me to lead you.